In a world where recipe books are abundant but true culinary wisdom remains elusive, Andrew Dornenberg and Karen Page's The Flavor Bible stands as a revolutionary guide that has transformed how chefs and home cooks alike approach food. This isn't just another cookbook, it's a comprehensive flavor encyclopedia that has earned its place on the shelves of culinary legends like Thomas Keller and Grant Achatz. Since its publication in 2008, it has become the secret weapon of countless professional kitchens and the trusted companion of adventurous home cooks seeking to transcend the limitations of traditional recipes. With over 600,000 copies sold and consistent appearances on culinary school required reading lists, The Flavor Bible has quietly revolutionized how we think about combining ingredients and building flavors. The Flavor Bible emerged at a pivotal moment in culinary history when the gastronomic world was experiencing a profound transformation. As Dornenberg and Page observed, cooking was reaching a new tipping point where creative expression was beginning to overshadow mere recipe replication. Traditional cookbooks, with their rigid instructions and precise measurements, had long provided accessibility to home cooks, but at a significant cost. They stripped away the cook's natural creative instincts, replacing intuition with blind obedience to measurements and techniques that often failed to explain the underlying principles of flavor. Cooking is fundamentally creative, the authors assert, but following a recipe is merely the most basic order of creativity. This distinction forms the philosophical foundation of their work. Rather than presenting another collection of recipes, they set out to create something far more valuable, a comprehensive reference of compatible flavors that would empower cooks to develop their own unique dishes. This approach acknowledges that true culinary mastery comes not from memorizing recipes, but from understanding the intricate dance of flavors that makes food memorable. The book represents 8 years of intensive research, during which the authors interviewed dozens of America's most imaginative chefs, from Thomas Keller to Daniel Boulieu, to document both classic and innovative flavor combinations. They explored traditional pairings like tomato and basil, but also uncovered unexpected combinations, such as chocolate and beef or strawberries and black pepper. The result is a masterclass in culinary creativity, a guide that teaches not just what ingredients go together, but why they work and how to build upon these foundations to create original dishes. What makes the Flavor Bible revolutionary is its approach to culinary education and its rejection of conventional cookbook wisdom. Instead of instructing readers to add exactly 1 teaspoon of thyme to a specific dish, it explains the essence of thyme, its aromatic profile, its affinity for certain ingredients, its ability to enhance particular cooking methods. The book delves into the herb's natural partnerships with lemon, garlic, and poultry, while also suggesting less obvious pairings with ingredients like mushrooms or stone fruits. This knowledge allows cooks to make informed decisions about when and how to use thyme in their own creations, freeing them from the constraints of recipes while simultaneously deepening their understanding of flavor. The authors also explore how factors like temperature, texture, and seasonality influence flavor combinations. They emphasize that successful cooking isn't just about combining compatible ingredients. It's about understanding how cooking methods, timing, and proportion affect the final result. This comprehensive approach transforms cooking from a mechanical process of following instructions into an intuitive art form where creativity can flourish. At its core, the Flavor Bible breaks down the complex experience of flavor into its fundamental components: taste, mouthfeel, aroma, and what the authors call the X factor, those emotional, mental, and spiritual dimensions that transform eating from mere sustenance into a profound sensory experience. Our taste buds perceive only 4 basic tastes: sweet, salty, sour, and bitter, with umami increasingly recognized as a 5th. These form the foundation of all delicious flavors, working in concert to create balanced harmony. each taste serves distinct functions in our culinary experience. Saltiness stimulates appetite, bitterness enhances other flavors, sourness refreshes, and sweetness satiates. The authors explain how these tastes interact. Bitterness suppresses sweetness, while saltiness can amplify it. Understanding these relationships allows cooks to manipulate flavors with precision, bringing dishes into perfect balance. As Chef Tracy Desjardins explains, balance is the most important thing in any dish, the balance between acid, fat, salt, and sweetness. Mouthfeel adds another dimension through temperature and texture. Cold temperatures suppress sweetness, which is why ice cream must be sweeter than room temperature desserts. While texture provides interest and pleasure, the contrast between crispy and creamy, or the satisfaction of something that breaks up monotony. As Chef Sharon Haig notes, contrast is key. Seared cod over chowder provides crunchy on silky rather than silky on silky. Aroma accounts for as much as 80% of flavor perception, explaining why aromatic ingredients like fresh herbs, spices, and citrus zest are so essential to memorable cooking. This explains why food tastes bland when we have a cold. Our sense of smell is compromised, dramatically diminishing our perception of flavor. Perhaps most fascinating is the author's exploration of the X factor, how food affects us emotionally, mentally, and spiritually when we're fully present while eating. This explains why we prefer our mother's cooking over a great chef's, and why traditional dishes maintain their appeal across generations. They connect us to people, cultures, and traditions that have sustained humanity for centuries. The Flavor Bible offers unprecedented insight into how America's top chefs conceptualize and create dishes. Through extensive interviews with culinary luminaries, the authors reveal that great cooking transcends mere technical skill or palate sensitivity. It requires sophisticated judgment about when, where, why, and how to serve ingredients. This culinary wisdom encompasses both intuitive understanding and years of practical experience in understanding how flavors work together. The book introduces two fundamental concepts that guide culinary mastery: understanding the essence of the moment and understanding the essence of ingredients. The moment encompasses not just occasion and weather, but also dining context, guest preferences, time constraints, and available resources. The essence of ingredients includes their peak season, regional significance, weight, function, flavor profile, and natural affinities with other ingredients. The deeper one's understanding of both these elements, the better equipped they are to create dishes that perfectly express both ingredients and moment. Weather emerges as a crucial yet often overlooked factor in menu planning. As renowned chef Andrew Carmelini explains, "On a rainy, cold day, I want soup." This intuitive response reflects deeper culinary wisdom, how environmental conditions affect our cravings and satisfaction. Even within seasons, temperature variations suggest different approaches. A cool summer day might welcome a warm vegetable gratin that would be unbearable during a heat wave. Similarly, an unseasonably warm winter day might call for lighter preparations of traditionally heavy dishes. The book introduces several sophisticated concepts for understanding ingredients, including their weight, from light, delicate herbs to heavy, rich meats, and volume, the intensity of flavor, from quiet to loud. Understanding these qualities helps cooks create harmonious combinations, pairing ingredients of similar weight or intentionally contrasting them for effect. For example, delicate Dover sole pairs naturally with light herbs and citrus, while robust beef short ribs can stand up to bold red wine and garlic. Volume can be manipulated through preparation methods. Roasting intensifies flavors, while poaching might quiet them. Seasonality emerges as a non-negotiable principle of good cooking, with top chefs emphasizing its importance beyond mere availability. While modern supply chains may offer ingredients year-round, availability doesn't guarantee quality or optimal flavor. The authors emphasize that ingredients in season together naturally complement each other: tomatoes, corn, and basil in summer, apples, pumpkins, and sage in autumn. This natural synchronicity extends beyond flavor to texture and nutritional value. Many chefs note that their most successful dishes often begin with a visit to the market, rather than a predetermined recipe, allowing the season's best offerings to guide their creativity. The book also explores how cultural context and personal experience influence flavor combinations. Traditional pairings often have deep cultural roots that reflect both practical considerations and generations of refinement. Understanding these traditional combinations provides a foundation for innovation. Chefs can choose to honor these pairings or thoughtfully break from them to create something new. Balance emerges as the single most crucial aspect of successful cooking. Through interviews with dozens of chefs, the authors reveal various approaches to achieving this elusive quality. Chef Andrew Carmelini reduces sauce making to 5 essential elements: acid, salt, sweetness, savory spices like cumin or coriander, and heat spices, chiles or pepper flakes. He applies these principles across cuisines, from vinaigrettes to Thai curries to bouillabaisse. For fatty components, he adds acid like vinegar or citrus to cut richness, emphasizing the importance of understanding a dish's cultural context through travel, using rice wine vinegar in Asian dishes, but not French ones. Sharon Haig builds dishes using her Four Seasons tray: fleur de sel, red pepper flakes for heat and fruit notes, dry mustard, and sumac for acidity. Her layering process begins with dry ingredients, starting with salt, then heat elements like jalapeno or horseradish, followed by acid, lemon juice, vinegar, or verjus, and finishing with fat, oil, or butter to unify the sauce. Brad Farmery's dish development focuses on 2 principles: building richness and then cutting it with acidity, spice, or herbs. For richness, he might cure meat, fry fish, or use ingredients like miso or tahini to add meaty depth to vegetarian dishes. To balance, he uses acids tailored to specific dishes: preserved lemon or yuzu for fried fish, mustard fruits for cured meats. For desserts, pastry chef Emily Lucchetti seeks clean, crisp, distinguished flavors. She determines whether ingredients should share equal billing or if one should star while others accent. For fruit desserts, she adds lemon juice and salt to enhance natural flavors, just as in savory cooking, and adjusts sugar based on the fruit's natural sweetness. She advocates tasting fruit first. Peak season fruit may need no sugar, as adding it would dull flavors. The heart of the Flavor Bible lies in its extensive A to Z reference of flavor affinities, a comprehensive guide to which ingredients pair well together and why. This section represents thousands of hours of research with dozens of creative chefs, offering home cooks access to the collective wisdom of America's most imaginative culinary minds. The authors interviewed over 100 leading chefs, pastry chefs, and mixologists to distill their combined centuries of culinary expertise. The listings use an ingenious ranking system to indicate pairing strength, with bold caps and asterisks marking the most exceptional marriages made in heaven. For each ingredient, the authors provide key information about its essence: season, taste, weight, volume, function, recommended cooking techniques, and practical tips. They also include cultural and historical context, showing how certain pairings evolved across different cuisines and cooking traditions. The apple entry exemplifies the book's depth. Sharon Hage recommends using at least 3 different apple varieties in pies, perhaps combining tart Granny Smiths, sweet Honey Crisps, and aromatic Pink Ladies for varied textures and sweetness levels. She always includes cinnamon, lemon juice, and salt, noting how salt enhances both sweetness and tartness. Emily Lucchetti discusses apples' versatility with caramel and different nuts, explaining how pecans create heavier winter desserts versus almonds for lighter options. She also shares techniques for preventing oxidation and maintaining crispness. The book's genius lies in how it organizes this information, not as rigid recipes, but as flexible frameworks that encourage experimentation. It teaches cooks to think conceptually rather than procedurally, understanding why certain combinations work rather than simply following instructions. This approach helps develop what the authors call flavor intelligence, the ability to create harmonious dishes instinctively. The cilantro entry demonstrates this comprehensive approach through multiple expert perspectives. Jerry Tronfeld distinguishes between mild apple mint and strong peppermint, explaining their different applications in Asian versus Mediterranean dishes. Johnny Uzzini discusses the importance of purposeful garnishing, advocating against decorative elements that don't contribute to flavor. Emily Lucchetti warns about mint's potency, noting how even a single leaf can overwhelm a dessert's carefully balanced flavors. Brad Farmery explores mint's role in Moroccan and Middle Eastern cuisines, particularly in traditional dishes like tabbouleh and tea service. Uzzini shares his specific techniques for working with black peppermint in berry-based desserts, describing how he creates light, refreshing combinations perfect for summer menus. The guide also includes seasonal considerations, texture combinations, and temperature affinities, helping cooks understand not just what pairs well, but when and how to use these combinations most effectively. Each entry becomes a masterclass in that ingredient's potential, backed by real-world expertise from professional kitchens. The Flavor Bible doesn't just present abstract principles. It shows how top chefs apply them in real-world cooking. Through detailed examples and case studies, readers learn practical strategies for elevating their own cooking. Take the approach to proteins. The book explains that flavor can be enhanced at three critical stages: before cooking through brining and marinating, during cooking by selecting the optimal technique, and after cooking with appropriate condiments and sauces. For chicken, chefs recommend brining with kosher salt, sugar, or honey for 30 minutes, then refrigerating to draw out moisture. For exceptional flavor, they suggest marinating brined chicken for 24 hours in roasted garlic, Sicilian oregano, red pepper flakes, lemon, thyme, and olive oil. For vegetables, the book reveals Chef Dan Barber's approach to seasonal cooking, making pistou, vegetable soup with basil, garlic, and olive oil that changes weekly. Spring versions include peas, summer versions feature zucchini and basil, fall versions incorporate salsify, scallions, and leeks, and winter versions contain broccoli, soybeans, and parsley. The authors also explore how chefs approach flavor across different cuisines. For example, in Spanish cooking, Alexandra Reich explains that green peppers replace celery in Spanish mirepoix, while José Andrés describes how pimentón, Spanish paprika, transforms dishes with its unique flavor profile, particularly when sprinkled on octopus. Even seemingly simple ingredients receive sophisticated treatment. Michael Anthony of Gramercy Tavern challenges cabbage's heavy reputation by thinly slicing and quickly roasting it until the edges brown, then adding caraway seeds, walnuts, calvados, cider vinegar, and olive oil. For beets, Monica Pope pairs them with frisée, gombazola cheese, candied walnuts, and mandarin orange sauce, while Katsuya Fukushima transforms winter beets into summer fare by creating beet sorbet for a scallop ceviche. The Flavor Bible concludes with a profound observation about the future of cooking. The authors believe cooking will continue to evolve beyond merely doing to a way of being, a means of meditation and healing through sensory engagement. This transformation reflects a deeper understanding of cooking as a practice that connects us to our food, ourselves, and our communities in meaningful ways. This perspective transforms cooking from a task-oriented activity into a mindful practice that engages all the senses. When we cook with full awareness, we don't just follow recipes, we commune with ingredients, understanding their essence and potential. The sizzle of onions in a pan, the earthy aroma of fresh herbs, the vibrant colors of fresh produce, and the varying textures under our hands all become part of a multisensory meditation. We don't just prepare food, we create experiences that nourish body, mind, and spirit. The book suggests that this holistic approach to cooking represents its highest form. It's not about showing off technical skills or creating Instagram-worthy presentations, but about developing a deep relationship with food and the act of preparation. This might mean taking time to appreciate the perfect ripeness of a tomato, understanding how different cooking methods affect the flavor of vegetables, or learning to trust our instincts about when a dish is perfectly seasoned. It's about being fully present with ingredients, understanding them deeply enough to make them taste their best. This evolution mirrors broader cultural shifts toward mindfulness and presence in all aspects of life. As U.S. Poet Laureate Charles Simic advised those seeking happiness, for starters, learn how to cook. In this simple statement lies a profound truth that cooking, when approached with awareness and intention, becomes not just a means of feeding ourselves, but a path to greater connection, creativity, and joy. The kitchen becomes a sanctuary where we can slow down, focus on the present moment, and engage in a form of active meditation. The mindful approach to cooking also encourages sustainability and ethical food choices. When we're more connected to our ingredients, we're more likely to consider their origins, choose seasonal produce, reduce waste, and support local producers. This consciousness extends beyond the kitchen to impact our entire food system and relationship with the environment. The Flavor Bible ultimately offers more than just culinary knowledge. It provides a philosophy of cooking that celebrates intuition, creativity, and sensory engagement. By understanding the language of food, we gain the freedom to express ourselves through cooking, creating dishes that reflect not just technical skill, but personal vision and voice. This might mean experimenting with new flavor combinations, adapting traditional recipes to our tastes, or creating entirely new dishes based on our understanding of how flavors work together. In doing so, we transform cooking from a daily chore into a profound creative practice that nourishes us on multiple levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The Flavor Bible represents a significant departure from traditional cookbooks by emphasizing creativity over replication. Rather than providing step-by-step instructions, it equips cooks with the knowledge and confidence to improvise and experiment. This approach reflects a fundamental shift in culinary culture, from viewing cooking as a technical skill to embracing it as a form of creative expression. The authors highlight how different chefs approach this creative process. Some, like Homaro Kantu of Modo in Chicago, deliberately invert conventional wisdom, creating dishes where flavor is the most important thing, but also the last thing we think about. He transforms familiar flavor combinations through radical techniques, like dehydrating cookies into powder to create more concentrated flavors, or serving frozen pancakes on nitrogen-cooled plates that trick diners into expecting something hot. Others, like Monica Pope of Tafia in Houston, found their cooking transformed after hosting a farmer's market at their restaurant. Pope now celebrates phenomenal fresh ingredients with minimal intervention, as with her zucchini salad of raw shaved baby zucchini, flavored pecan oil, raw pecan halves, shaved pecorino, Mexican marigold, and salt, creating an interactive eating experience where diners discover layers of flavor. Michael Anthony of Gramercy Tavern advocates for simplicity. "I am looking to pull myself back from a dish rather than add to it. I would rather a dish feel too simple than too fussy." This philosophy reflects a growing appreciation for ingredients' intrinsic qualities rather than technical manipulation. The book also explores how cultural heritage shapes creative expression. Maricel Priscilla of Cucharamama describes her Cuban heritage as her culinary anchor, particularly coming from Santiago with its defined cuisine influenced by Jamaica and Haiti. She approaches flavor creation like a painter with a carefully selected palette, reaching across boundaries but always with deep understanding of the fundamental elements that define Latin American cuisines. By presenting these diverse approaches, the Flavor Bible encourages readers to develop their own creative voice in the kitchen, one informed by knowledge, experience, and personal sensibility. It suggests that the highest form of cooking isn't replicating others' dishes, but creating expressions that reflect one's unique perspective and relationship with ingredients. The Flavor Bible extends beyond individual ingredients or dishes to consider the entire dining experience as a sensory symphony. The authors explore how America's top chefs perfect every aspect of dining, from food and drink to ambiance and service, to create experiences imbued with pleasure, comfort, interest, and meaning. When planning menus, balance is essential across courses. Emily Lucchetti advises choosing either the dessert or entree first, then matching the other in style and preparation. She recommends balancing kitchen workflow, avoiding two courses requiring last-minute attention, and considering weight, pairing heavy main courses with lighter desserts or vice versa. The book notes that modern portion sizes have decreased significantly from earlier decades, requiring thoughtful menu construction that considers the entire dining experience as a cohesive composition with melody, rhythm, and tempo. This holistic approach extends to seasonal considerations as well. Spring brings artichokes, asparagus, fava beans, green garlic, spring greens, morel mushrooms, peas, ramps, rhubarb, strawberries, and spring lamb. The season calls for lighter dishes, pan roasting and other stovetop methods, with cooling spices like white peppercorns. As Emily Lucchetti notes, moods lighten as people seek fresher flavors, particularly strawberry rhubarb combinations and citrus. Summer cooking embraces hot weather techniques like barbecue, grilling, marinating, and serving raw foods. Peak seasonal ingredients include green beans, corn, cucumbers, eggplant, melons, nectarines, peaches, plums, summer squash, and tomatoes. Summer cooking emphasizes cooling herbs, basil, cilantro, mint, chilled dishes, salads, and cold soups. Autumn and winter call for warming, comforting foods. Butter and cream-based dishes, hearty grains, red meats, and hot beverages all satisfy during cold temperatures. Braised dishes, stews, risotto, and polenta provide the warmth and substance needed when temperatures drop. By considering these broader contextual elements, the Flavor Bible teaches cooks to create not just delicious dishes, but cohesive, satisfying dining experiences that respond to season, occasion, and the full spectrum of sensory engagement.